Begin our worship this morning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Word of God for our meditation is found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 24 through 26. Everyone, then, who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house. And it fell, and great was the fall of it. Storms. They bring high winds, heavy rain, sometimes hail, usually lightning and thunder. We are well familiar with storms here in the upper Midwest. Along with them can come destruction such as trees falling on homes, roofs being torn off, windows being shattered. For those who may live near the coasts, hurricanes can bring dangerous storm surges and devastating flooding. If a home is not built properly, with a strong foundation, the destructive elements of storms and natural disasters can cause tremendous damage and may well topple that home. However, if that home is built on a solid foundation, it will have a much greater chance of withstanding that storm. In our text, our Savior, Jesus, uses this idea of building foundations to describe what happens to people when the storms of life assail them. He uses a parable to describe what people are to build their faith on. The parable contained two builders, one described as wise and the other foolish. First of all, recall how Jesus describes the wise builder. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. That first builder Jesus spoke of used a solid foundation, one that was built on rock. Because of that rock-solid foundation, that house was able to withstand all that the storm had to give, wind, rains, floods, and it did not fall. What does the rock-solid foundation in the parable represent? Jesus himself tells us what it is when he later addressed Simon Peter and the other disciples. We hear from Matthew chapter 18, verses 16 to 17. He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." The rock is Christ and his word, and spirit-worked confession of complete faith and trust in that word. That spiritual foundation is what will ensure that our building of faith does not fall, even when the very gates of hell crash upon it like the waves of a hurricane. Those gates of hell represent the temptations of the devil, the world, and our flesh upon us. The wise man who built his house on the rock represents the believer who grounds his faith in Christ. Next, Christ describes the second builder, the foolish man. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. The foolish man built his house on the sand, maybe because it was quicker and easier than drilling into solid rock and sinking deep foundations into it. But the ease with which his house was built was soon forgotten when the storm came and his house fell. And it didn't just receive minor damage. Jesus said, "Great was the fall of it." Jesus is here speaking of those who build their faith and trust on anything other than Christ. It could be money, power, property. It could be the words and actions of men. It could be our own intelligence. It could be our own supposed inner dignity or sense of morality. It could be anything else, but if it is not Christ, it's doomed to fall when the problems of life attack it. Just as the elements of the storm in the parable were dangerous, the storms of life, both physical and spiritual, are real and dangerous for each one of us. Are you facing any storms in your life right now? Perhaps family troubles, relationship problems, uncertainty about the future, battling your own temptations and sins? Through all these difficulties and struggles, we Christians know that because of our foundation in Christ, our house of faith will not fall, but will stand firm against them. Not because of our own doing, but because solely of Him in whom our foundation is laid. This school, Emmanuel, is a vital piece in that foundation laying for all of you that attend here. As our school year is quickly drawing to a close, and you all say your goodbyes soon, some of you for the last time, remember that it was here where you received the Word of God. Through that Word which you heard daily, you learned of Jesus Christ, your Savior, the rock on which your faith was built. This foundation building now is to ensure that when those spiritual, physical storms you will face in life occur in the future, your faith will not be shaken. The world builds its educational foundation on many things it feels are important: rigorous academics, technology, various extracurricular activities, community programs, all of which are fine things to strive for in a school, but when used as the foundation, they're simply sand. They won't hold up to the trials and problems of life. Just look at the panic, fear, hatred, and violence that is gripping so many in our nation today. Much of it is due to the fact that Christ is not the foundation. But we have something better. This school, as well as our churches and schools throughout the CLC and beyond, are laying the foundation in God's Word. The pastors and teachers have been using the proper building techniques of Christian love and discipline. That foundation building continues for all of you here at Emmanuel, where you are grounded in Christ and are nurtured and built up by His servants, the professors and teachers who serve here. So as you all leave next weekend, remember what you have received here and what this school is all about. It's not about giving you the foolish things of the world, which would be like building your house in shifting sand. Instead, it is about giving you a solid foundation, building your house of faith on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. And when you move on from here, continue to build on Jesus so that when the rains, floods, and winds of temptation, sorrow, and pain, and worldly strife beat upon your house of faith, it will not fall, but will stand firm. We'll close this morning by singing hymn 370. We'll sing verses 1 and 4. Hymn 370, 1 and 4.